W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's been a rough day on Wall Street, triggered by recession fears, sell-offs overseas, and a weaker-than-expected jobs report for July. Analyst Gene Peroni.
I think normally when you have a lot of volatility like this, and it's focused on things such as geopolitical and to some extent economic, the best thing to do is really to wait it out.
The Dow is down 750 points. Russia admitted today some of its security services people were returned in that prisoner swap yesterday. CBS's Natalie Brand. And on the Americans who returned home.
The three Americans released are now at Brooke Army Medical Center in Texas, grateful to be back.
I just say thank you to everybody. You know, thank you for all your prayers, your good wishes. It all helped.
That's the ex-Marine Paul Whelan, held since 2018. Kamala Harris's presidential campaign raised $310 million last month, more than doubling the Trump GOP effort of just under $139 million. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Disabled voters in Wisconsin who want to will be able to get absentee ballots by email for now. A Madison judge declined a request to block his own order yesterday. Judge Everett Mitchell says it's a case of disability rights. The ruling is headed to an appeals court. Voters in western Wisconsin's 3rd District could decide which party controls the U.S. House. That's why Congressman Mark Pocan has been spending so much time there.
That seat is probably one of the top 10 to 20 seats in the country for Democrats to get the majority. So I think you saw House Majority PAC just did a $4 million buy in the 3rd CD. They're very committed to this district.
Pocan is campaigning with Democrat Katrina Shankland, who's running for Congress against Rebecca Cook and Eric Wilson in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Severe weather swept through the area last night, bringing a light show but canceling a comedy show. State Fair officials had to cancel comedian Gabriel Iglesias' set at the Grandstand last night. While the storms brought heavy rain to some areas, there have been no reports of major damage or injuries. The State Fair did continue despite the rain. It runs through the 11th in West Allis. UW-Milwaukee officials say the outgoing police chief was under investigation for misconduct. UWM Police Chief David Salazar resigned yesterday, leveling accusations against the university regarding its handling of anti-Semitism. Salazar claims the university ignored evidence of anti-Semitism and failed to address complaints against other officers. In response, UW-Milwaukee officials rejected Salazar's allegations, saying it's an attempt to divert attention from his own misconduct. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Brewers start a new pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a weekend series in Washington against the Nationals. Frankie Montas will get his first start tonight in a Brewers uniform. He's still surprised. After 19 starts this season, the Reds traded him. So how does he feel about this game tonight?
I don't know, man. I just want to go out there, you know, pitch, grind. Always good to come to a team that is in first place. These guys believe in me, so I believe in myself as well.
NFL Hall of Fame game called off in Canton, Ohio last night due to heavy rains and lightning. With a little over 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter, the Bears were leading the Texans 21-17. Caleb Williams did not suit up. The Packers family night is tomorrow night, and one of the things that the team wants to work on is that new formation on kickoffs. Special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia had the NFL referees at practice this week.
They were in all of our meetings, back blocks, double team blocks, all those sort of things, really just to the initial alignment of both the kickoff and the kickoff returns.
That's the Packers coach Rich Bisaccia. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Clouds will linger around for a while this morning, then becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon. Our high today, 82. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 69. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Did you know that playing board games can actually relieve stress? It also strengthens your ability to imagine and problem solve, to build new friendships and strengthen old ones. And you can do all of that at Beyond the Board in Brookfield. This board game cafe lets you try new board games or revisit old favorites. They provide a comfortable place where you can relax, recharge, and spend time with those important to you with great food like pizza, subs, soda, beer, and wine to help you enjoy the moment. Check out Beyond the Board at beyondtheboardwi.com.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th. Yeah, I'm
feeling good. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll be looking back at the weekend highlights from the Paris Olympic Games and talking about the new Democratic presidential ticket.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Friday, TGIF, August 2nd, 2024. Welcome in, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, Mr. Zommers, particularly if you got some of your hearing back. How
yes,
are you?
Todd, I'm doing well, especially because having you back, you seem like you're doing very well. I'm very happy for you that everything went great at your appointment.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. On the drive in this morning, I was talking to my lovely and talented sister, and she said, you sound like you're on a lot of meds and you need to take a breath. I said, I'm actually on no meds today. No pain. What I got, for those that don't know, had a little procedure done on the ear, and I'm born with a cleft palate and cleft lip. And so when that happens, there's a lot of like inner ear and throat things that don't quite form right. And so I have a smaller eustachian tube, particularly on my right side, that connects my ear and my throat, and amongst other things, it gets a lot of infection. I get a lot of fluid over the course of the years. So I went in, I've had tubes in my ears at various times, and it's been an ongoing thing for nearly 2 years. I've been fighting this where this is fluid and I can't get it out. And it's not so much that I hear things quieter, which I do, or they're softer. It's that you constantly have this feeling that you're like when you get out of a pool or something, and you're like, or when you go up or down in a plane, your ear won't pop. That never goes away. And so you feel like you don't hear yourself right. I think it affects my voice. It just throws you off and overall makes you feel lousy. So this has been going on for almost 2 years. And finally, I got in for a procedure, and a huge shout out to University of Wisconsin Health here in Madison, UW Health, UW Hospital, and Dr. David Upton, my fantastic ear, nose, and throat surgeon, and really too for everybody from the CNA to the RNs, everybody there. And you realize how valuable and what heroes all our people are in healthcare. You don't have to have an MD or an RN before or after your name to make a difference in healthcare. And every single person at UW Health Surgery Center yesterday was fantastic. They gave me an IV. My skin looks fantastic, by the way, today. All the fluids. And so, long story short, they could not put in the permanent tube that they had wanted to because my eardrum is smaller, apparently, than most people's. But I have a temporary tube in. The inner ear is fine. So maybe at some point down the road, a few years, might have to have a hearing aid in one ear. But I'm back. I'm back and better than ever. Thank you to Pat Kreitlow for filling in Wednesday. Thank you to Luke Mathers for doing an outstanding job yesterday. And, of course, yourself, Mr. Zommers, for holding down the fort. We appreciate it so very much.
Yeah, thanks to all those other folks. And also, we have a message from your sister on Facebook.
I think it's more withdrawal from not being on the air for 2 days. You just have a lot to say and a relief of being able to hear more. That she's absolutely right.
Yes, yes.
And that's the important stuff. So enough about Todd. We'll talk a little bit more. By a big show today, by the way, a big show today. One more shout out. Jacqueline, our HR director here at Civic Media, what a hero. I mean, Jack, because here's the deal, and he doesn't like it when I say this, but I'm going to do it anyway. A huge shout out to our owner and CEO, Sage Weil, for making sure that this company has really good health care at affordable prices. And so we're on the quartz plan starting yesterday. Well, it just so happens that the changeover day was the day of this procedure. So Jacqueline did yeoman's work and worked with all the providers and got things lined up. And by golly, I got there yesterday and bada bing, bada boom, all my insurance information was in the computers at UW Health.
And she was so happy that it worked out. She came over and was like, yes, we got it. We got it. Todd's good.
Jacqueline is an unsung hero. If you have a great HR person, those folks never get enough credit. So a huge shout out to Jacqueline for her great work. I appreciate that very much. So on to the show for today. A big show coming up at the bottom of the hour. Brady Ewing, 3-time Big Ten champion and Wisconsin Badger, also was a captain of the team and spent 3 years in the NFL. He will be here talking about some of his speaking engagements around Wisconsin, doing some great speaking, working with young people. Also, the start of the high school football season for the fall. Can you believe it? Right around the corner. And Brady and I and his lovely family took in the Brewers baseball game on Wednesday. We'll talk all about that and much more with Brady at 12:30. At 1:30, Keegan Kelly from Cracked.com is going to be along with another fine article, a little lighter side of life there. And also at around 1:06 in the top of the 1 o'clock hour, going to be talking about the 3rd District Congressional race. Big Democratic primary coming up next Tuesday. Of course, everybody going to the polls for the statewide referendums, which we'll talk more about next week. I should say in 2 weeks, the election in 2 weeks, on Tuesday the 13th. Everybody will be going to the polls or should be going to vote on these 2 statewide referendums, which, by the way, I would encourage you to vote no on both of those referendums. More on that later. But coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about this 3rd District Democratic 3-way primary, which has gotten a little nasty, as it turns out. And I just don't think there's any reason for it. I grew up in the 3rd District. Spent a lot of political life in the 3rd District. I know it pretty well. Still have family there. Still get back there a lot. I have toured the 3rd District all across it this summer, taking our show all across the 3rd District in particular. I think I have a fairly good touch of the pulse on the 3rd District. I will tell you why I disagree with some of the more progressive Democratic folks in Madison on this race. That's coming up at the 1 o'clock hour. And then we saw Keegan Kelly at 1:30. Let's start off, though, with the big news from last night. And this is a feel-good story. And again, shows you, as if I needed any more proof or verification that Joe Biden is one of the best presidents of my lifetime. I got more of it. I didn't, but I got more of it last night. Going to read this from The Hill, great publication, thehill.com. Former CIA chief says prisoner swap was a remarkable display of successful diplomacy by the Biden administration. 3 main, and there were other people, but 3 main hostages were returned to the United States from Russia after being wrongfully imprisoned and detained by Vladimir Putin. And the only reason, I should say the main reason, is that Joe Biden and his administration have been relentless in making this happen. Great backstory we might get into later on this. As it turns out, one of the key phone calls, one of the key things to make this deal happen, happened hours before Biden announced that he was withdrawing the presidential race. Even in his personal most trying time, trying to decide whether to step aside, he was still working while down with COVID from Delaware, making calls to seal this release. According to The Hill, former CIA director John Brennan, who was the CIA director under President Obama, said yesterday's prisoner swap that freed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershovich is a remarkable display, as a remarkable display of successful diplomacy by the Biden administration. Quote, it is an unprecedented deal, Brennan said on MSNBC's Dateline White House to the anchor, Ali Velshi. Quote, it is a remarkable display of very effective and successful statecraft and diplomacy by the Biden-Harris administration. Said alongside of U.S. former Marine Paul Whelan and others, five Germans and seven Russians were released in the swap on Thursday. This is the continuation of the ongoing dialogue between the United States and Russia about getting individuals released, Brennan said. He went on a little bit later to say in a statement, or rather Biden said in a statement, quote, we celebrate the return of Paul, Evan, Alsu, and Vladimir and rejoice with their families, unquote. We remember all those still wrongfully detained or held hostage around the world and reaffirm our pledge to their families. We see you, Biden continued. We are with you, and we will never stop working to bring your loved ones home where they belong, unquote. I want to play you a little bit of the audio. The actual touchdown last night in the U.S. at Joint Base Andrews, Andrews Air Force Base, out in just outside of Washington, D.C., the president was there, President Joe Biden. Vice President Kamala Harris, who had been on the campaign trail earlier, returned to Washington to be there as well, and the families. Here's what Biden had to say. The audio might be a little soft just because this was on the tarmac last night, raw audio off the tarmac. Here's what Joe Biden said, and I think this is so important. One of the key portions of this was the importance of a coalition. He said, unlike his predecessor, Biden makes sure that he gives credit to where credit was due. Here's Joe Biden on hostages on the tarmac last night.
You said earlier that all these negotiations require tough calls. What was the toughest call in this one?
No. Toughest call in this one for other countries. I asked them to do some things that were against their immediate self-interest. And really very difficult for them to do, particularly Germany and Slovenia. Slovenia came in at the last minute, and I tell you what, the chancellor was incredible. He was incredible.
Biden crediting Slovenia and Germany, because part of this deal was that getting those two countries, Slovenia and Germany, to release Russian hostages, not hot prisoners, who were convicted in their court system of actual spying. And so part of this was to get Germany and Slovenia to say, look, we know that you're holding people legitimately, but it's going to take trading these folks for these other 16, total of 16, I believe, people. I don't know any other world leader other than Joe Biden who has built up these relationships that could have gotten that done. We have time, Mr. Zombers, for the next clip, or we'll wait till after we get back. Have a couple more clips for you of Joe Biden on the tarmac last night, kind of explaining how this deal went down and the mastery of it. And of course, the former guy, the Trumpster, all he could do was nag. Say, well, why did we do this? How much money was given? What did they get? Well, are we going to know the details of this deal? All he could do is be critical. And remember, Donald Trump was president when some of these people were already detained. He had the power to do it. Maybe it's Vladimir Putin is reading the polls in America and he knows the Trumpster might not get a second term. He decided to deal with Biden and Harris instead. That should tell you something. Back on the other side, it's great to be back with you on a TGI Friday, the Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matinee on Air.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burgerfest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Having more fun today. Both ears at full strength. Both ears at full strength. As they say at Badger hockey games, that's debatable. By the way, I forgot. I even had it written down here. People to thank, my little hearing procedure yesterday, Mom. I forgot to thank Mom because she drove down from Richland Center because, as it turns out, they gave me the full anesthetic, understand? They knocked me out. And by the way, there's the unsung hero, right? Not just your doctor who does the procedure. How about the anesthesiologist?
You got to know a lot and you can never be wrong.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's nothing to knock somebody out. I mean, you could do it with a punch. You could, you know, put some chloroform on a rag. And the key is bringing them back. Right, I mean, the key is bringing them out of the sleep. So the anesthesiologists were great, but then when you get the full knockout like that, turns out they don't want you to drive. And Luke was, I think, a little nervous me calling in the recovery room yesterday, knowing that I'd just been under full anesthesia. And he was absolutely right for being nervous. I don't think I said anything bad, did I?
No, you didn't.
After I got done,
you were a little loopy.
Well, my mom was sitting there next to me, and she goes, "Why do you have to swear?"
You didn't swear.
I didn't think I did either. She thought I swore while I was on. Yeah. I said, I'm sorry. But no, thank you to Mom because she was so kind. She came down and then she sat with me last night so that I wouldn't, you know, do something stupid while the anesthesia wore off. So the poor woman had to sleep in a chair, for goodness sake, last night in a recliner.
Hey, she did it.
But she did it. God, and she was, yeah.
We also got a message from Jeff Perry on Facebook. When you're talking about your ears being at full strength, he says,
"What?" Yes, right. No, feeling much better today. Brady Ewing coming up to the bottom of the hour, 3-time Big Ten champion with the Badgers, 3 years in the NFL, talking about some of his new speaking engagements around Wisconsin and about life in general. And then at the 1 o'clock hour, talking about the 3rd District congressional race. Things getting a little nasty there on the Democratic side. I don't see any cause for it. And then at 1:30, Keegan Kelly of Crack.com. Right now, talking about President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris on the tarmac at Joint Base Andrews last night, welcoming back the U.S. hostages. It was a deal that only a skilled veteran negotiator, international diplomacy person could get done, and Joe Biden got it done. And we learned last night that he got a lot of this done while he had COVID in Delaware and while he was making his life career decision about whether to run for a second term. I want to play this again. This is President Biden last night. Again, this is raw audio from the tarmac, so it's not Zomer's fault if it sounds a little choppy or whatever. But this is the raw audio. Joe Biden being questioned by reporters on the hostages' release and what this means in the context of family. And my God, no one knows greater family loss than Joe Biden. Had a family killed in a car accident, his wife and daughter. And then a son died of a result of injuries or disease exposure in the military. Biden knows what it's like to lose family. Here he was on the tarmac last night talking about the hostages and family.
You said, sir, that family is everything earlier today. What has it meant to be with the family all day today as they are now finally reunited with their loved ones?
You can appreciate, look, anyone who's lost family, worried about whether family would come home, whatever the circumstance was, has to understand the extreme. You've heard me say it before. My dad used to say family is the beginning, the middle, and the end. And it really is. It's about who we are. But who we are as a country.
What is your message tonight to Vladimir Putin?
Stop.
What's your message to the Americans? The American people are watching this broadcast tonight, and I think it's fair to say they're celebrating with their families. What's your message to the American people?
There's nothing beyond our capacity when we act together. Nothing. Remember who the hell we are. We're the United States of America. United States of America. We put back together relationships with countries we haven't had before. We've built NATO. We've rebuilt the circumstances allowing this to happen. That's why it happens.
Mr. President, should American journalists ever feel afraid about reporting abroad?
I think, look, no matter where you are, there's certain places that you're going to be afraid. I mean, the idea you're never going to be afraid. You'd never show up anywhere in the Middle East. You wouldn't show up anywhere in Russia. You wouldn't show up anywhere. It matters. It matters to be aware of what you're going into and not to take undue chances I'm going to come get you.
Of your many achievements, where does this rank among your many achievements as president?
Look, this is... To me, this is about the essence of who we are as a country. It really is about personal relationships. It's about family. It's about being able to have access to your own, the people you love and you adore. Imagine how you'd all feel if you had, you were being held captive unfairly and you had children waiting at home for you. Imagine how you feel. How many of you have children? Raise your hand. Yeah. Okay, imagine being sitting in a prison, not knowing you'll ever get home, and wondering what's going on with your children, how they go to bed at night crying, how they ache every night, every day.
A little bit of the audio from last night on the tarmac, President Biden. Again, given the chance, he didn't make it about himself. He made it about families. Asking how many of the reporters have kids. You hurt when your kids aren't there, when they're in trouble. Talked about the importance of relationships around the world.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I do think it's very admirable how they're like, hey, how does this rank in your achievements? And he's right. It's not my achievement. It's about them.
I want to get this quick one before we get to LA Tom quickly. He was asked about President Trump's criticism of the negotiations. Here's what Biden said.
President Trump has said repeatedly that he could have gotten the hostages out without giving anything in exchange. What do you say to that? What do you say to President Trump now, former president?
Why do you need to who is president?
Sir, what is that was in the White House before they went to Joint Base Andrews said, why didn't he do it when he's president?
And then he gives a thumbs up and walks away.
That was great. A great drop the mic as President Biden left that pre-conference at Joint Base Andrews. Let's go quickly. 855-752-4842. LA Tom's put on the phone. Sorry to keep you on hold, Tom, but I want to get those comments by President Biden out there. What say you?
Todd, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, the shows that I also loved before your shows haven't talked about this enough. And this is one of the greatest things that has happened to our country in terms of negotiation, in terms of being able to build those alliances with Germany and places like that, where we were basically we were dropping all of those relationships before. Mm-hmm. And this would have never happened under a Trump administration unless Vladimir Putin the keys to the kingdom and basically has all become Project 25, an authoritarian dictator. I just want to thank you and tell you so much for the courage to play this morning and to focus on the positive, not focus on the orange one, who I call Dodger Donald, because he dodges questions, he dodges a draft, he dodges everything else. But I will tell you, I was such a proud American last night. And also, I think they even said that they had gotten so much fentanyl or something like that. I thought I heard in the reports from MSNBC last night that they also were able to break up a fentanyl type of group.
LA Tom, always appreciate it, my friend. We're up against the clock. It's important to talk about relationships. As President Biden said, guess who else has them? Kamala Harris. Guess who else has them? Brady Ewing. He's next. Don't go anywhere. The All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Waba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Friday. What might seem like commonplace to you on the farm, like your irrigation system, is something that museums are paying attention to. Abir Saha is a curator for the Smithsonian's American History Museum in Washington, D.C. He tells us why farm technology is something that the museum wants to know about.
I've been looking at the history of the center pivot, which really revolutionized how irrigation was done on fields around the world. And if you look at a center pivot, it's responsible for why so many fields now are circular. When you look at them from an aircraft, you'll see these circular fields because center pivot irrigation moves that water in a circular radius around the farm. And so it's a kind of invention which has really not just changed farming, but it's change the landscape and geography of what the earth looks like.
Abir Saha is a museum curator for the Smithsonian's American History Museum in Washington, D.C. Stick around, we'll take a look at our midday commodity markets going into the weekend. Up next.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Friday from Chicago, grain markets are bouncing. Cash corn is up 3¾ cents at 385¾. December new crop corn is trading up 4 cents at 402½. Cash soybeans are trading up 10 cents at $10.19 a bushel. November new crop beans are up 11¾ at 10.28¼. And cash and new crop wheat is trading up 4½ cents at 536½. It's a different story for fluid milk. The September Class 3 milk contract is falling 31 cents at $20.70 a hundredweight. The October Class 3 milk contract is down 35 cents at $20.73 a hundredweight. Just because it's the weekend, it doesn't mean your farm and agribusiness news has to stop. Follow along with us at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Weather brought to you by Mosquito Joe of Waukesha. For a SWAT-free summer, call 262-232-7570.
Clouds will linger around for a while this morning, then becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon. Our high today, 82. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 69. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
What's bugging you?
A family picnic in our own backyard sounded like a great idea, but no.
They know what's bugging you, and Mosquito Joe's Mosquito and Tick Service can fix it. Call Mosquito Joe of Waukesha County. They'll give your yard an effective treatment that starts working immediately to eliminate those pests. Mosquito Joe, making outside fun again. Call Mosquito Joe today, 262-232-7570.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll welcome Batman, Matt Rothschild, our good friend, and we'll air the grievances you're going to want to listen. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is now 12:34. Todd Albo with a special Civic Media News breaking news report. Very quickly here, I want to let you know that according to CBS News and several other sources now, a majority of Democratic delegates has voted to select Vice President Kamala Harris as the party's nominee for president in a virtual roll call vote. Her campaign and the Democratic Party have announced just moments ago, cementing her status at the top of the ticket heading into November. The Democratic National Committee began the formal process for selecting the nominee on yesterday, when voting opened for the party's more than 4,000 delegates to cast their ballots using an online form or over the phone. Harris needed to secure votes from 2,350 delegates to cross the threshold required for winning the nomination. The campaign said the vote officially closes at 6 p.m. this coming Monday. Quote, I am so proud to confirm that Vice President Harris has earned more than a majority of votes from all convention delegates and will be the nominee of the Democratic Party following the close of voting on Monday, unquote, according to Jamie Harrison, chair of the Democratic National Committee, announcing during the call with Harris's campaign. Harrison marked the historic nature of Harris clinching the nomination, quote, Today my friends is special because we can proudly say we will have the first woman of color at the top of a major party ticket, unquote. Democrats swiftly coalesced around Harris as their candidate to take on former President Donald Trump in November after President Biden announced less than 2 weeks ago his withdrawal from the presidential race. Mr. Biden endorsed Harris right away, and major Democratic figures joined him, throwing their support behind the vice president. Of note as well, Vice President Harris's campaign said Friday it has raised $310 million in July, a tally that includes money raised before Mr. Biden dropped out. The haul more than doubles the $139 million the Trump campaign said it raised over the same period. Harris has not, of course, announced yet her pick for vice president, but her campaign has vetted roughly a dozen candidates, including a number of Democratic governors. Six of those in the running have had calls this week with the campaign team vetting potential candidates, and the top contenders will meet with Harris herself over the weekend, sources familiar with the plans told CBS News. Again, breaking news at this hour, according to the Democratic National Committee, Vice President Kamala Harris has passed the mark and will be the Democratic nominee in November. This has been a Civic Media Special Report. I'm Todd Albo, back to regular programming in a moment.
Standing there on that lawn, discount shades, store-bought tank, flip-flops and cut-off jeans.
Welcome back to the Todd Albo Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 37 minutes before the hour, or past the hour of 12 noon on this Friday, August 2nd, 2024. A little special breaking news there. Kamala Harris, now the Democratic nominee, officially. And officially, our friend and ongoing contributor, Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badger football team, past captain of said team, and spent 3 years in the NFL in Atlanta and Jacksonville, respectively, joins us each and every other Friday to talk football and sports and, more importantly, life. Brady joining us back in the old hometown, Richland Center. Brady, long time no see, my friend. How the heck are you?
Doing great. Beautiful day. And, thankful to be attacking another day ahead of us. So how about yourself?
It's fantastic. I had this little procedure, as you know, yesterday. And, I mean, have you ever had ear problems or, like, ear things before?
A little bit, but it sounds like nothing in comparison to some of the challenges you've had.
It's just, I mean, you went through, particularly your NFL career injury, much more severe than my ear stuff. But I mean, when your parts of your body don't work, it affects other parts. It affects your emotion and your psyche as much as it does physically. As someone who's had, injury, agree or disagree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know speaking from my own experience with athletic-related injuries and some other stuff, it is, you know, when your job is to use your body and to compete with your body, such as a, you know, professional athlete, for me being football, it is frustrating when that doesn't live up to, you know, the preparation you've put in and the way you try to take care of your body. You know, things happen, and, you know, thankfully there's doctors out there that specialize in things that can help get you back heading the right path to recovery. But it does take an emotional toll, those ups and downs, the roller coaster of being frustrated, but also looking at it as an opportunity to continue to get better. So I can see both sides of the coin there, but definitely can relate with you.
Yeah, no, it's it kind of gets to your head, and then when stuff finally starts working and gets fixed, and how about, I mean, my goodness, I mean, you've seen this with trainers and doctors in your career in athletics. I mean, the unsung heroes, and it's not just the docs, it's the CNAs and it's the RNs and all the support people. I mean, my gosh, those people are just heroes to me, Brady.
Absolutely. I mean, what a blessing for them to be able to focus in on their study so that when you go in to have something like this and other people, they can take great care of you and get you back on the road to recovery. So there's plenty of doctors that have intersected in my life and trainers and nurses that have played a huge role in my recovery and influenced me to be more and more interested in the human body with the passion that they have and the expertise that they have.
No, and we had a little time to catch up here. When I say long time no see, I was being facetious because we hung out this past Wednesday, a couple of days ago, the day before my surgery, actually. And, you know, you're so gracious. You've been with us from almost the beginning of the show, getting ready to go on 2 years here. And you do it. I think a lot of people think somehow we're paying you a big check. I hate to disappoint folks, but no, we're not paying the guy anything, as it turns out. He just does it because he's a great guy and spends a half an hour with us each and every other week. And so I thought, well, God, something for him. And so it turns out you and your lovely wife Rachel have three fantastic young boys, 9 and under, right? All four of them 9 and under.
Yep, all four of them. Yep.
And they are beautiful. They are energetic. I'll certainly say that. But they're beautiful and they're well behaved. And they're lovely guys. And a shout out to your fantastic parents, Dave and Andrea, because they also went. And my goodness, I mean, you say this on the show, I know, and I've known your family for quite a while. Our parents are our neighbors in Richland Center. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you come from darn good stock, Brady. I mean, Dave and Andrea are top of the cream of the crop folks right there. And it was just a blast hanging out with the Ewing family and watching baseball. And it was your boys' first Brewer game. And that was really special. So thanks for allowing me to be part of that.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate the invite. The boys loved it. They're still talking about it here this morning. And I know my parents love the time with you, with them, with us. And yeah, what a cool way to, in the middle of the week, to just take in a baseball game, a great experience for them for the first time. And, you know, got some cool memorabilia to remember it by and to continue to watch the Brewers going forward. So it was awesome. And we're so thankful for you and Civic Media giving us that chance to do that.
Yeah. Well, it was a good time had by all, as our former social studies teacher, Ken Lewis, is fond of saying. But the two things, we did not get the boys a win. Sadly, the Brewers lost that. Just did not play well. Had a couple of good innings on the top, and then Freddie Peralta just kind of lost the handle on the ball and got a couple of back-to-back home runs a couple more later, and it was all over. And yes, we used the Civic Media seats, and thank you to Civic Media. And they're beautiful seats right below the sky boxes. It's the club level. But little did Todd know that at a 1:10 game in the afternoon, it happened to be right as the sun was on this section of seats we were in, and I felt, Brady, a little like a Costco rotisserie chicken out there.
Yeah, it was toasty.
It was warm.
I'm not gonna lie, we were thankfully, which a lot of people probably didn't have, we were able to get back into the air conditioning.
Yes.
You know, and spurts with the kids, and stayed well hydrated with water and lemonades alike. So the kids definitely kept us on our toes, wanting to get back into the AC and then come back out and watch the game and just balancing all that.
But I love the fact, particularly your two oldest boys, I mean, they were into the game. I mean, I love how just like they know about it and they were just, they were really into the game. They wanted to be out there watching it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Bennett and Booker are two oldest. They're definitely at their age, the most interested in in sports, and banks are third. His interest continues to grow. But yeah, as we took those breaks, Bennett especially was just chomping at the bit to get back in there, see the game. He didn't want to watch it on the TV, right. You know, in the air conditioning. He wanted to be out there in the elements, taking it in. So
it was really the bottom.
That's pretty typical.
It was like the bottom of the eighth and top of the ninth. And I know they had Bible school to get back to at night. I'm like, well, Brady, we can take off. We don't have to watch. Like, yeah, let's take. And poor Bennett was just like, he wanted to stay to the bitter end. He was a diehard fan. I love it.
He is. It's such a classic Bennett move. He's a diehard with that stuff. He's a traditionalist. He's like, nope, we came to the game. We should stay till the end. And he does that at other things when, you know, a lot of games are at a weird time for the kids, right. You know, later at night. And so we've had to do that at other competitions, whether that be at Richland Center High School or Badger games, things like that. But he's always a little disappointed, but understands that we got to take care of all four boys and not just him.
No, and I was talking to your lovely wife, Rachel, who is just, I mean, my gosh, I mean, talk about a wonderful, wonderful person, your lovely wife. I'm sure you would agree. But I mean, she had four boys, and they're spitting. They're just like mini me Bradys, right down the all four of them. But they all four just unique personalities. I mean, all raised the same way, but you got four guys, and they all have their own little personalities. And it's tremendous to watch. It was a lot of fun.
They do, and you're right. Rachel is truly the foundation of all we do with them. We're homeschooling them right now, and you know, she's just a fantastic mom that gets the chance to stay home and lead the charge doing that. And yes, we love it. And I know for me, it's been a great learning opportunity because when we had Bennett, our first, you know, you kind of figure they'll all be similar to that, and you learn how to parent Bennett or your first child, but I've had to learn to adjust my parenting style depending on the way that each individual kid is wired and what matters to them and what their passions are and the way that they handle conflict. I tailor my way of parenting to them, but also teach them to continue to improve and get better and look at things from different perspectives too. So it's been good for all of us.
Well, you guys are great parents. You have a great family. And like I said, your parents are fantastic too. Talking to Brady Ewing, our three-time Big Ten champion, captain of the Badger football team, 3 years in the NFL, played with Atlanta and Jacksonville. And Brady, I think I've talked about this before, but I looked at my email. And, you know, when you were with Atlanta, that was your first team, and I signed up for everything I could. I am still getting emails, spam, from the Atlanta Falcons store. And I have tried to undo it, and no, I'm still getting, and I can get you all the Atlanta Falcons gear you want. And I'm like, that era is over. I don't
That's
need
hilarious.
This. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you probably ordered some gear back in the day, and you made it on their list, and for some reason not letting you get off.
I've still got my Atlanta Falcons cap in my closet, ready to go. You ever get back on the field down there, man, I'm ready to go. I got an Atlanta Falcons car flag. Oh, yeah, the whole deal. It will Love stay it. In my closet forever. But a minute and a half or 2 minutes here before the first break. Talk a minute, if you could, because that heat for us up in the stands was nuts on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But talk for a minute, whether you're a professional athlete, college athlete, high school athlete. We're going to talk about high school sports getting underway here soon. But how do athletes deal with this heat on the field as a player?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough. And I know, speaking from my own experience, I sweat probably more than the average athlete, and I always struggled with cramps and things like that throughout my athletic career, just from dehydration. And so in the professional realm, you know, there's different ways and different additives they can add to your sports drinks or to your waters to get additional electrolytes. But really, for me, from a football perspective, if it was a game or a practice, hydration for that really is a multiple day process leading up to that competition or that practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know I mentioned this to you that a lot of the programs I played for took your weight before and after practices, especially during fall camp and some of those hot periods. And so they measure your weight afterwards to see how much water weight or sweat you lost. And at times could be anywhere from 8 to 12 pounds, depending on your body size.
8 to 12 pounds of sweat. There's a guy that was walking out of the Brewer Stadium Friday and said to your wife and I, he said, boy, I'm sweating in places I didn't know I could sweat. Rachel, I looked at you and said, well, a little too much information. Back with Brady Ewing after this. Don't go anywhere on the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Get ready, Waukesha. Here comes Y2K, your 2000s tribute band straight out of Chicago, playing all the hits from the dawn of a new millennium. Join us on August 13th at the beautiful Frame Park Amphitheater located at 1240 Frame Park Drive for Tribute Tuesday. From 7 to 9 p.m., Y2K will be rocking the stage with all of your favorite 2000 anthems from the Backstreet Boys, Blink-182, Destiny's Child, Taylor Swift, Carly Rae Jepsen, Shania Twain, Pink, Miley Cyrus, Fall Out Boy, and more. It's an outdoor concert, so don't forget to bring the lawn chairs and blankets to kick back and enjoy the show. Mark your calendars and join us for an unforgettable evening of music, memories, and fun. That's Y2K at Frame Park Amphitheater, 1240 Frame Park Drive on August 13th from 7 to 9 p.m. See you there.
If you can't make it in person, hear the entire show live on 540 AM WAUK, starting at 7 p.m. Sponsored by the Waukesha Parks Rec and Forestry Department.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Right off the Brady Ewing Spotify playlist. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock on August 2nd, a Friday, TGIF. Matt Zahmer is on the board. Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion, former captain of the Wisconsin Badger football team, and spent 3 years in the NFL as well, joins us each and every other Friday. Brady, always a pleasure. Joining us via the old hometown, via the phone there. And we were talking before the break just about, I want to make sure people, because we kind of clipped it off at the end, but you're saying, but when you played the NFL, they would weigh you before and after practice, and you could lose somewhere between 8 and 12 pounds of water weight. Is that correct in a practice? One practice.
That's correct. Yeah. And I, you know, there's some guys that I played with that were bigger, you know, O-linemen or defensive linemen. Could be upwards of 20 pounds.
Holy
but really, they're
cow.
Looking at a proportion of your specific body weight and what percentage that is you've lost. And then really the main goal there is to track and trend it that you're at least getting back to your baseline with food, with water, with sports drinks to replace those fluids you lost by the next time you have a practice and or a competition. And so, yeah, you're looking to drink a 16 to 20 ounce sports drink or water for, you know, every pound that you had lost, and then they'll weigh you before the next practice. And if you're not within a certain percentage of your original body weight, a lot of teams won't let you practice.
And
then there's supplementing that with IVs for certain situations, whether that be games, given your sweating tendencies or the weather conditions, and practice. If you're cramping, you're having issues that are due to dehydration, obviously there's the ability to get IVs there too, but also the proactive opportunity to do it for the right athlete, the right situation and all that.
Well, I'm telling you, I had this little ear procedure yesterday and they gave me IV fluids. I'm telling you, my skin looks great today. And I feel better than I have in years. I understand getting the IV fluids.
it's something that usually they give them to the racehorses, at least at the NFL level, right. You know, like the big time receivers or the big time playmakers. If they need them, they want them, they get them, you know, as a fullback, a lowly fullback. It was really more around reactive measures for me. If I was having a cramping incident or something like that out of practice,
right,
that's when I got the chance to get them.
We've got so much to talk to you about, Brady, and the time always runs quicker than we want. One quick text off the text line. Andrew, listening in Maine via WAUK, talking about Brady's family earlier in the first segment, says, the Ewing family, : Brady Rachel, Brady B, Brady C, Brady D, and Brady E.
That's pretty much it,
But they're all four have B names.
They do, and that was something you talked about my parents earlier. All of us kids in my family all had BR names. So Brandon, Brittany, Brady, Brooklyn. And then we followed the B theme. We didn't go as far as following the BR theme, but we followed the B theme. And one of my sisters as well has three kids, and they're all B names as well. So.
Oh, man.
I think that's fantastic.
That's brutal. My parents are Andrew and Angela, or Andy and Angie, so even more similar. My siblings and I, we have Alyssa, Aaron, Ariana, and Elena. Now, Ariana goes by Anna, and Anna is even closer to, like, it's, and we used to have a cat named Allison.
And even the cat, oh my goodness gracious. Now, I really want to, we don't have time. Next, we have to put this down for a couple of weeks. Brady is going to tell us next time, Mrs. Zomers, and this is fantastic. Well, not fantastic for him, but he was attacked, his Jeep was attacked by a squirrel in Richland County. It was a true story, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can dive into the details on that. Yeah. Next time.
But that's a little teaser for next time. So I believe now the Brady's boys should be target shooting with out there with the squirrels. Here's what I want to get to. Brady, football season starts. You're one of the coaches at Richland Center High School. High school football season starts. We've got about four minutes left or so here. You can talk, kind of divide it up however you want. Let's talk about sports season starting. And then you, my friend, are doing great work, not just in coaching, sports, but young people. I know you have a relationship now with Wisconsin Dells School District. Talk a little bit about what you're doing around the state right now beyond just coaching athletics.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. It's been awesome. I've been working with Wisconsin Dells, like you mentioned, in multiple sessions and opportunities to connect with their student athletes. We've talked about it in the past, but talking about having a purpose and a repeatable process to what you do, and ultimately being okay with taking action, failing, having success, and learning from both of those things, and giving a framework to help deal with adversity when it comes, so that it's not just, okay, I need to have a positive mindset, but also actually having a process to go through to help deal with some of that adversity. And so it's been awesome to start developing relationships with the coaches, administration, and student athletes at Wisconsin Dells. And super excited to round that out here this coming week with our last session. But then connecting with other schools throughout, I would say, southern Wisconsin primarily right now, and better understanding what kind of support and help they're looking for, and continuing to grow here in the next month. I'm with some other schools committed to bring me in. So super, super excited about that, and just continuing to try to help the next generation of student athletes or students dealing with all the craziness that our world can throw at us, and giving them encouragement that people that have had different experiences like me of playing in the NFL or other teammates I've played with deal with a lot of the same things that today's generation does. And it's okay. It's okay to talk to people about those struggles. It's okay to communicate about that and go through that, seek help, and continue to control what you can control. There's so much we can't control. There's a lot of craziness in this world, but control what you can control, put good habits, good processes in place, and be okay with failing and learning. So,
well, and what you just said is just utterly important. And I know we get some of the best reaction, not always on the stuff we talk about with sports on this segment, but what you talk about life, what you just said. And I really am thankful that you're working with the Dell School District, you're a coach at Richland Center, and if other school districts, other organizations in this state would like Brady to come and speak to your group, you can get in contact with him. He's on Insta. Right? That's what kids still call it, Mr. Zomers, Insta.
But the cool guys are saying that.
I guess. I don't know.
Instagram at Brady. It's B-R-A-D-I-E, Brady Ewing. You can also find him on the old Twitter, I like to say. B as in Brady Ewing 34, the old number there at University of Wisconsin-Madison. So B Ewing 34 on Twitter or Brady Ewing on Insta. Look, I spent a lot of time with the Ewings, known him a long time. Apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. What your dad talking about culture, what you're talking about life, Brady, you're an inspiration, and I thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Yep, thank you. Brady Ewing, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Next, we're going to talk about the 3rd District Congressional Race in Hour 2, and also Keegan Kelly. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday.
The Shaw, WAUK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show on Monday, we will be recapping everything that happened over the weekend. I'm sure absolutely nothing never does. Join us. Don't miss out.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's the red alert. That was the mosh pit.
And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.